Big Hits 102.5 1330 WBTM. Super excited to be joined by Trevor Wilkerson. Now, Trevor is a firefighter here in the city of Danville. So first off, thank you for your service. Everything in here in our community, an invaluable service as a first responder, no doubt. But you've got a pretty unique and also very important hobby. So we're glad to have you in talking about it this morning.
Yeah, glad to be here.
So tell me a little bit about, now I work in radio. We're in a radio station, but there is amateur radio, which is a different animal. And that's kind of where your hobby falls. Tell us a little bit about that, because you and I talked a bit before we got started. I have a different approach now to amateur radio. I'm sure there are many others that are like, how are the two different? So walk us through it. So just so you have an idea,
kind of build a base. Yeah, amateur radio is similar to, you know, broadcast radio and how it works. But the main focus of amateur radio, or ham radio, as a lot of people would understand it, is it's just a basis of communication. And that can be communication from me to you across town, or from me to somebody else across the world. So, I mean, it's such a broad spectrum of what amateur radio means.
So step one is communication, making sure you are able to be connected with other folks. Mm-hmm. Now, you have cell phones. Why would you need the other? Now, before cell phones, sure, makes perfect sense. But why is that still something we would need even now?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like we've still seen technology, cell phones, they fail.
Sure.
And a lot of times amateur radio is there when nothing else is. It's such a simple and time-proven thing that it's there when cell phones, the internet, you know, stuff like that is not. I mean, you look back to the instance we had last year of where the cell networks went down. Amateur radio never went anywhere. It's such a simple medium that anybody that has access to it and is licensed can still use that to communicate.
Okay. So that's one of those that you don't necessarily believe is top of mind for everybody, because we were very much the same. I mean, our signal goes to our towers and is spread out across the community. And you see folks driving around. And as I told you, I think for me, amateur radio is just a little tag on a license plate. That's what I'm most familiar with. So to be learning about this as we go along is insightful for me, being on this side of the microphone.
Absolutely.
So you're talking about the cell phone outages and the failures for that technology. But a lot of times you've had some other instances more recently than that one where amateur radio has really played a long-term effect because of devastation.
Yeah, amateur radio has come into play in many instances, be it from natural disasters, from wildfires, from weather events and stuff like that, like we've seen in Western North Carolina with the hurricanes, or even the wildfires in California right now. As we speak, there are amateur radio operators out there assisting with communications and putting up systems in place to aid the first responders and volunteers helping out in these types of emergencies.
So if folks want to get involved and learn more about it and just really get started on the ground level, how do they go about doing that?
So the first step in getting into amateur radio is to get licensed. There's three levels of licenses: the technician, the general, and the amateur extra. Technician is the basic level that is your introduction to the world of amateur mm-hmm. radio, and you get a certain amount of privileges per license level. That first level of privilege at your technician level, that allows you to do communication more, you know, maybe in the range of a city or a county, or, you know, you get to use that part of the spectrum, but you can always upgrade to do, you know, worldwide or more power. It just gives you more privileges as you go on. But a great resource for getting your license is you can check out the ARRL.org online, and they can point you in the right direction to get licensed. Or you can look in and get connected with a club locally here in Danville. We have Southern Hams Amateur Radio Club, or SHART, here locally out of Chatham, but we serve kind of the Danville-Pittsylvania County area. If you want to get involved, you can check us out on our Facebook group. It's Danville-Pittsylvania Amateur Radio on Facebook. That's a group with a lot of local amateur radio operators that you can seek wisdom and advice from, and we'd be happy to help you get your license. Or you can reach out directly to the club at sharkva@gmail.com. That's sharkva@gmail.com.
So we're talking about the equipment that's involved here. I want to ask you about that. Is this, you think of truck drivers using CB radios, you've got folks that'll carry around a scanner, you know, different times. Now, I know those two don't necessarily communicate together, but what types of equipment are you using to add this level of communication?
It's a very broad spectrum. It's anything from, you can use your phone connected through the internet to repeaters and stuff like that. But of course, when phones go out, you know what's there? Nothing. But anything from as simple as a handheld radio that you can get off of Amazon for $15, $16 to much more complicated and more feature packed. stuff. And there's even ways of communicating with your computer connected to a radio that can allow you to do a lot more interesting modes of digital communication.
And I think it allows for folks to, you don't have to jump in feet first, make a huge investment if you want to get started. You know, you want to go through the licensure, check that process out, see if that's something you might want to be interested in. But I do like that you could start with just using your phone. And then if you really get involved and you kind of pick it up, you can add and upgrade as you progress. I think that allows for a lot of transparency, because I guess when my first thought when we first started talking was, well, I've got to have a whole desktop setup. Like, I've got this whole board in front of me as we're going through with microphones and everything. And that could look very much intimidating to some, as opposed to, you know, am I just going to have to be figuring out frequencies and dials? I guess you think of MASH and the communications through the military and those types of things. So it's a very broad spectrum of what radio is. So to see that it could be a much more compact and just portable option, I think would certainly lend itself towards folks that may want to dip a toe in as opposed to jumping in with 2 feet.
Absolutely. It can come down to as simple as, like I said, you can get a cheap basic handheld radio off of Amazon, maybe $20. You can connect with repeater systems all over the state and in your area, and that can allow you to connect with anybody in the range of that repeater, which can be anywhere from right here in town or across the state, just depending on the system.
Well, Trevor, this has been enlightening for me and a lot of fun. It has opened my horizons a bit more than I think I had fully anticipated, and it just I didn't know what to expect, and this has been a lot of fun. I really do appreciate you taking the time and coming in and telling us a little bit about amateur radio. And folks, this is going to be an interesting option for folks that may be looking for a different form of communication and getting themselves out there and just learning a little bit about it, kind of getting in on that ground level. I'm here for it.
Absolutely. We appreciate the opportunity to share.
Trevor Wilkinson, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you.